Yesterday, news from Cowboys camp, Jason Garrett took the team to the beach. Been such a rough camp so far. They got the afternoon off, and they went down and played in the surf. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys head coach. We say good morning to Jason Garrett. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks for the time. Tell us a little bit about this trip to the beach.
Well, we went to the beach. And when I say the beach, I mean the beach that's here by the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the beach to play with the sand. And I wanted to show these players the important lessons of sea life.
Like what?
Well, the important lessons are that even when the tide is against you and you've got to keep swimming. Now sometimes you wash up on the beach and you're half eaten, and some kid from Iowa is kicking sand over you, and you're making the place smell like grandma's ass, but you got to keep swimming. You got to keep swimming even when you're dead, like the crocodile hunter.
Wow. So you want him to keep swimming.
That's a lesson that can only be learned at the beach, and these players, they're learning that lesson, that even if you're a half-eaten crocodile hunter victimized by a kid from Iowa, you got to keep swimming. I think that's important. I think that's a good lesson.
Huh. I think you're overthinking these things.
Well, did anything interesting happen when you were at the beach yesterday?
While we were there, thank you, Jody, while we were there at the beach, we were walking on the beach, and guess what I noticed? All that sand was right by the ocean. Swear to God, that actually happened.
Well, that's...
I'm not kidding.
That's not
there
that...
was an ocean, and it came all the way up to the edge of the sand.
It's not that unusual at the beach.
Those are the times in the National Football League when you know that there's something bigger at work.
Well, people see that every day. It has nothing to do with the NFL.
Yeah, I consider it providence. I consider it divine intervention. You know, I almost quit. A lot of people don't know this, but I almost quit once.
Hmm.
And a couple weeks ago, I was mad about something that Lacey had said about me at an online forum. And I went to Jerry to resign, and I held out my resignation to Jerry, and he almost took it. But ultimately, he kept his hands on the stripper's breast and said, "Jason, not going to accept it." Not going to accept it. I saw that as a sign. I thought that was a pretty good story.
Mm, yeah, yeah, it's a decent story.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The other story I think is a very important story to this football club is I was in a Subway recently, pretty nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And, I was there getting my veggie sandwich, extra peppers, light on the oil and vinegar, and you'll never believe who I ran into.
I don't know.
Jason Witten turns and introduces me to the person that I think most people think of when they think of a winner.
Who's that?
Big Mama Carner. Big Mama Carner.
Joanne Carner?
Joanne Carner, the female golf phenom.
Yeah.
the only woman to have won the U.S. Girls Junior, the U.S. Women's Amateur, and the U.S. Women's Open titles. And the first person to ever win three different USGA championship events.
Yeah, I can't believe you're running into all of these older female athletes.
Yeah.
She and I spent about 2 hours on the phone there at the Subway.
Wait, on the phone at the Subway?
Yeah, and we had one of the most meaningful conversations of my life. One of the most meaningful conversations. She said so many things that really stayed with me, and I can't remember them now. But I do remember one thing she said. She said, "Jason, practice is playing without keeping score." And I thought, yeah, that's important.
Well, man, it sounds like you've gotten some great advice this preseason.
That's a story I'm going to share with my players,
mm-hmm.
And I swear to God that happened.
Okay,
we
believe you.
I actually did order my sandwich with extra peppers. Swear to God.
We believe you.
I swear to holy God.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
You want to talk to Tony Romo? He's right here in my office.
What's he doing there?
Just telling him the story about Big Mama Carner. He was impressed with that because he had just met Dottie Pepper.
Oh. What's going on out there?
These two are always together right
now.
Hello?
Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Musers on the Ticket.
Oh, you're talking football?
Yeah, we are.
Right now, you bet.
Yeah. Oh, good.
How's your back?
You know, back, it's healing. What can you say? You know, just work as hard as you can, you know, get better at football.
Okay.
And you're going to play this Saturday, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people speculating, but yeah, I'm going to play football. Getting ready to play football, talking to Hawkins. just telling him about how, you know, football's been good to me as a football player in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, football. Right, right. Yeah, we got that part.
Went to the beach yesterday. You know, Candace has me on a diet, so I had to catch a seagull and eat it. But but that was right before I jumped back in the water and tormented Richard Dreyfuss with Tony Romo shark. You know,
can't believe Tony Romo shark just made an appearance.
New Tony Romo shark. Is he gone?
All right, thanks, Tony.
Oh, that's it. All right, well, there's Jason and Tony hanging out together once again.